In Iraq, militants loyal to Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr today held their positions in the Yaman Ali Mosque in Najaf, according to wire service reports. The Associated Press reported that witnesses said American warplanes bombed targets in Najaf's old city. An American military spokesman would not confirm that bombing attacks had taken place, according to the Associated Press, but did say that military operations in Najaf were continuing. Scott Baldoff is a staff writer for the Christian Science Monitor, and he joins us by phone from Baghdad. Thank you, Scott.
My pleasure.
What's the latest you've been able to learn about the situation in Najaf?
Well, there is a big change, constant change, back and forth from action to talk, from warfare to negotiations, and we seem to be going back towards war. Over the weekend, it was very confusing. It appeared close that it seems that the militia of Muqtada al-Sadr was willing to pull out of the shrine, take their fighters outside, but they remained inside, and it was difficult for them to be able to arrange a handover of the keys to the Shiite religious council, and particularly to representatives of Ayatollah Ali Sistani. So we're at, once again, yet another stalemate. And last night, the fighting began again. Americans pounded the positions outside of the shrine, but inside the wall, the old city. It appears likely that we'll see another spate of fighting.
You were actually in the Yaman Ali Mosque compound last week. What did you see there?
Well, what was surprising is what you didn't see. You didn't see any fighters whatsoever inside. There may have been some who were armed supporters who had left their weapons at the door. But the shrine itself appears to be sacrosanct, even to the militia. Inside, though, you do find hundreds, if not more than 1,000, of Muqtada al-Sadr's supporters. Many of them we had seen just the week before at a demonstration in Baghdad. They were people who were willing to give their own lives as voluntary human shields. They must have known that the fight would be coming, but they were willing to give that price.
And how would you describe the mood then among the supporters in the mosque?
Ebullient. They were looking forward to the possibilities of being martyrs. It was bizarre in some way, and yet you really did feel it was sincere. These are people who believe so strongly in the cause and in their leadership that they're willing to die. But you know, they don't look morose. They don't look like they're about to go to the great beyond. They're marching around and shouting. They don't seem to be lacking for energy or lacking for food or water, and they have very high spirits.
What about the wounded? How are they being treated?
Well, that is a problem. The makeshift hospital that is inside the compound itself is full of wounded fighters, some of them severely wounded. One fellow who had received head injuries, we saw him. He did not look like he was going to make it very far. They're pleading for ambulances to be sent to the shrine, but there are ambulances parked right in front of the shrine. It would be easy enough for them to get them into the ambulance. The problem that they say is that the problem is they're afraid that the Americans will take them out of the ambulances and interrogate them, and that they might not make it to the hospital.
Are you hearing news from other places in Iraq?
Well, we're keeping up with other cities. There has been sporadic fighting throughout the Shiite south in places like Basra and Nasiriyah, and in Hilla, which is a city just north of Najaf, but between here and Najaf. I'm in Baghdad right now. There has also been very heavy fighting inside Sadr City, which is a large neighborhood of Baghdad, population 2.5 million people, almost all of them Shiite, and very strongly supportive of Muqtada al-Sadr. In these battles just 4 days ago, they say an American tank and three Bradley fighters were disabled. We went to investigate yesterday and saw the places where the tank had burned. We could see the places where they had burned, and we'd seen videos of the attacks themselves.
Scott Baldoff is a staff writer for the Christian Science Monitor, and he spoke with us from Baghdad. Scott, thank you very much.
My pleasure.